In this bulletin, Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten make their final major speeches of the federal election campaign. An effort to reduce extremism on the internet after the Christchurch terrorist attack. And Germany's Pascal Ackermann wins his fifth stage of the Giro d'Italia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Bill Shorten will make the case for a change of government in his last major address to the election campaign. He'll speak at a hall in the suburb of Blacktown in Sydney's west, which has historic significance for the Labor Party. It was at that venue in 1972 that Labor leader Gough Whitlam gave a similar speech shortly before being elected as Prime Minister and ending Labor's 23 years in opposition. Mr. Shorten says Australia is ready for the changes that he and his party are proposing.
There is a mood for change right across Australia. The government has run out of ideas. It's rapidly running out of time. People want to see real action on climate. They want to see the pensioners get the dental care they so richly deserve. They want the cuts to schools and hospitals reversed. They want to end the chaos in Canberra. There is a mood for change, and we believe that Labor offers the best chance for stability and real action on the issues which affect working and middle-class people.
Scott Morrison will urge Australians not to turn back in his last major address of the federal election campaign. In that speech, he'll focus heavily on the theme of economic growth. He'll say that Australia can't afford the opposition's agenda. Government Senator Simon Birmingham has told Sky News many different groups in the community will suffer from the opposition's policies.
First home buyers, retirees, people going out to work, hard-working Australians, all of them face higher taxes under Bill Shorten. It's a strong policy contrast. We're happy to say taxes sit at the centre of it because Bill Shorten's proposing costs and taxes that Australians just can't afford.
French President Emmanuel Macron and the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern are spearheading a worldwide movement to stop internet platforms being used to spread extremist messages. Mr. Macron and Ms. Ardern hosted a meeting in Paris on the issue, bringing together world leaders and technology company executives. The French and New Zealand leaders launched an agreement called the Christchurch Call, named after the New Zealand city where a terrorist attack occurred earlier this year. A feature of the Christchurch Mosque massacre was that it was live streamed on Facebook. Ms. Ardern says she wants to prevent not only the live streaming of violence, but the cause of the violence in the first place.
Ultimately, we want to be in a position to prevent harm in the first place, to make sure that lives aren't lost. And that's why, contained within the text, we also talk about the role that governments have to try and eliminate radicalisation and eliminate ideology of hate. And those are much harder questions, but that ultimately, I think, is what the Christchurch test is. Can we stop the broadcasting, but actually can we stop the hate in itself?
A bill to outlaw all abortions will become law later this year in the southern US state of Alabama. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed the bill into law, which comes into effect in 6 months. It's the strictest anti-abortion law in the United States, even making abortion illegal in cases of rape and incest. Ms. Ivey says she's unfazed by a potential challenge to the law, even in the highest court in the United States.
You certainly cannot deter your efforts to protect the unborn because of cost, even if it means going to state to the United States Supreme Court.
To cycling, and Germany's Pascal Ackermann has won the fifth stage of the Giro d'Italia. The 140-kilometre stage on flat terrain was marked by cold and wet conditions. The stage went from Frascati to Terracina in central Italy. Ackermann won the stage in a bunch sprint to the finish. He says the poor weather resulted in limited visibility for a scary stage.
Yeah, it was not just the sprint, was really scary. All the stage was scary with all the descents. You cannot see that much in the peloton because of all the water, and I just was lucky that nobody crashed.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, showers easing in 18, Adelaide sunny in 21, Melbourne mostly sunny 18 degrees, Hobart partly cloudy in 18, Canberra mostly sunny 18, Wollongong mostly sunny in 21, Sydney partly cloudy 23, Newcastle possible shower 23 degrees, a shower or two in Brisbane, 25. Cairns, showers easing, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.